Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Salvage logging has begun in Oregon with much more under consideration. The U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management are preparing proposals to log and burn areas across the Klamath Siskiyou, also known as salvage logging. They hope not only to log the Biscuit Fire area, about 500,000-acre fire in the Siskiyou National Forest, but also the Timbered Rock area of fire, 27,000 acres mostly on BLM and private land, and 2002 fire areas in southern Oregon and northern California. Private industrial landowners such as Boise and Fruit Grower Supply have already begun salvage logging these fragile post-fire areas. Considering the soil erosion and the felling of large habitat trees that have already happened during firefighting and private lands logging, the cumulative effect of further logging will be tremendous. Using the unimportance of post-fire forests as an excuse, public land managers hope to log in key watersheds, on steep slopes, in botanical havens, and in critical habitat. Post-fire logging and road construction is treated differently by forest management agencies and may be exempt from regulations regarding clear-cutting, allowable timber sale quantities, soil protection, and water quality standards. Some salvage logging has already occurred. Boise has already clear-cut burned areas close to 9,000 acres of the Timbered Rock Fire. The Bureau of Land Management has 350,000 board feet of timber knocked down along the Bear Camp to build a fire line in the Biscuit Fire area. The Forest Service has 450,000 board feet cut in fire lines and has hazard trees in the Biscuit Fire area. Josephine County has 75,000 board feet of timber and expects to harvest another 25,000 in the Biscuit Fire area. The Boy Scouts of America have started logging burned trees near McCaleb Ranch in the Biscuit area. More salvage is under consideration and we can expect proposals soon. Here are some. The Forest Service proposes 26,000 acres of national forest in the Biscuit to be salvage logged. The Bureau of Land Management proposes approximately 9,000 acres that could be salvage logged in the Biscuit, along with several thousand acres also being considered in Timbered Rock, which is in late successional reserve areas. For more information, contact the Klamath Siskiyou Wildlands Center, P.O. Box 102, Ashland, Oregon, 97520. That address again, Klamath Siskiyou Wildlands Center, P.O. Box 102, Ashland, Oregon, 97520. You can call them at 541-488-5789. That's 541-488-5789, or visit their website at www.kswild.org. Toxic pesticide killing wildlife suit charges. Three environmental groups filed suit recently in the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency over the use of toxic pesticides that are killing a federally protected species in Florida. The lawsuit, filed in federal district court by Defenders of Wildlife, American Bird Conservancy, and the Florida Wildlife Federation, charges the Environmental Protection Agency with violations of the Endangered Species Act and Migratory Bird Treaty Act by its registration of the pesticide Fenthion. Fenthion has been documented to cause ecological impacts and is toxic to birds. Fenthion is one of the most dangerous bird-killing pesticides in use in this country, said Dr. Patty Bright, director of the American Bird Conservancy's Pesticides and Birds Campaign. It is not necessary to bear the extreme ecological costs of Fenthion when there are equally effective pesticides available for mosquito control that don't kill birds, don't wreak environmental havoc, and are in use to combat mosquitoes in 49 other states and even most of Florida. Fenthion has long been known for its toxicity to birds, not only when ingested but also when inhaled or absorbed through the skin. Past use of Fenthion for mosquito control has shown that almost any aerial application of the pesticide, even when spraying is consistent with EPA labeling requirements, will result in indiscriminate killing of non-target wildlife. Birds, butterflies, and aquatic species are all vulnerable to Fenthion. More than 30 federally listed species live in the Everglades region, and many others depend on this ecosystem for important habitat needs, including millions of migratory birds that travel through the state every year, said Nancy Ann Payton of the Florida Wildlife Federation's Southwest Florida Field Office. And we thank the Environment News Service for this story. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef at cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come the